Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. I'm Emeka, your host, and this podcast is all about real estate, investing in real estate. I invest in multifamily, and I'm here to show you that regular people can invest in real estate. You don't need to have billions or millions. It's regular people like you and I who can invest in real estate today. So on this podcast, you'll hear from myself, as well as I'll bring different real estate professionals on from around the world to talk about their investing journey, strategies, market insights, or how they got into real estate so you can get started today as well. Stay ready, my friends. Hope you enjoy. What's going on? It's your boy Emeka here. And yes, today I'm in a car, I'm traveling on the road, but I want to make sure I'm able to provide at least just a little bit of value for you. If I can provide 1% of value for you to help you become a great real estate investor, then that's what I'll do. And that's why I'm going to sit here in the sun and the heat and talk about one thing that I think is very important. So, what's important is organization, one, two, learning from not only your mistakes, but learning from surprises and different things that happen as you are investing in a deal, as you are active in a deal, doing a flip, doing a rental, investing in multifamily, doing a build. We need to understand that we cannot make the same mistake twice. Can it happen? Absolutely, yes. But how do we avoid the same mistake in the future? We do that by documentation is number one. And number two, making sure that you are utilizing the documentation you have and you build a process to do so. And how I know this, why I know this, why this is fresh, why am I sitting in a car with the sun's on my face trying to tell you this? And it's strictly because I'm currently working on a flip and there's been a surprise after surprise after surprise, or something that I didn't account for, or something that maybe could have been avoided. And where it could have been avoided was if I just took more detail, took more documentation, and prepped for it. The reality of it is, the deal is still gonna be fine, right? We're still gonna make money. And the other reality of it is sometimes you don't know what's going to happen unless you actually start working on things. So I'm gonna give you two examples: crushed ductwork, crown molding, crushed ductwork and crown molding. Right, so let's start with the crown molding. The crown molding brought in big surprise. So number one, your crown molding at the top of this the wall and that touches to the ceiling. There was crown molding in some of the rooms, not all of them. And I knew it was there, but it did not look, it honestly didn't look that bad. It might look like you need to clean it, wash it, even though it wasn't in every room. Like every major room, it was in the bedrooms, and it was also in the dining room. So it looked like it was in rooms that were square where you wouldn't really notice. At the end of the day, you want everything to be uniform. However, the reason why I didn't think too much of it was because it didn't look bad. It was in decent shape. It didn't look like they were like chewing on it. There were some areas where it was that we could remove, which we did. But all the other ones, it wasn't that bad until we painted that house. And once we painted the house, there was a blue. Once we painted the ceiling, it looked horrible. So I said it had to go. It had to go. Even though I didn't prep for that or budget for that, it has to go. Because the most important thing when you are doing a flip, the most important thing is providing a great product that someone's going to buy quickly, right? And you want to do that while you're in budget, but it is okay to go a little bit over budget to make sure that product is good. And you shouldn't be going over budget once you have your processes and you're learning from the mistakes. But moral of the story is we took that crown molding off, and now we realize the crown molding was there because they were hiding blemishes. The drywall did not touch the ceiling, it was whole throughout, and it held us back a couple days. It held me back. And it's okay because, I ask people all the time in construction, I ask them, okay, how many jobs have you done? You've been doing it for 30 years. How many jobs have you done? No, give me a number, hundreds, thousands, blah, blah, blah. And then I ask them, out of all those jobs, how many of them were perfect? Zero. No matter how experienced you are, none of these jobs are going to be perfect. And that is okay. It's a matter of how you pivot. That's what makes investors so great. That's what separates the great investors from the mediocre investors. And right now, I would say I'm an intermediate investor. I'm talking about mistakes that I've done. But I bought right, the budget was good, and the price point that we can sell it at is still great. But with that being said, I'm not going to be perfect. No one's going to be perfect, and that's okay. So now that we know that in future houses, if there's crown molding, we need to itemize on our rehab sheet, take off crown molding, put new on, or take off crown molding, patch up mud, and paint over it. Because if you paint first and then take off the crown molding, that's extra work for them that adds on a couple days. But if they would have known before, we could have avoided it. And that all comes down to decision-making on being quicker and more decisive. Because yes, I could say the contractor should have came to me asking for that beforehand. But at the end of the day, it's still my property. I've been in the house and I've noticed these things, and I should have made a decision or thought about it. But now this podcast is about learning about our mistakes and making processes. Now, because of this, I can add that, document that, and say, hey, okay, when I'm walking around another house, does it have crown molding? Yes or no? Can you keep it? Is it replace or repair? Can't keep it, replace, repair, or get rid. So I'll get to choose one of those three. If I get rid, now I know what we need to do. I can give that to the contractor. They'll look at my sheet. Okay, get rid of crown molding, patch up, et cetera, et cetera. The other one, and I've probably talked about this before in one of my previous podcasts, was the ductwork. I have visited hundreds of properties at this point. There has not been one where the ductwork was bad. I budgeted for a new HVAC system, but the ductwork wasn't bad. The ductwork ended up being crushed, and there is another couple of grand that's out of our pocket. So what's the learning experience here? The learning experience is, okay, now for every property, multifamily, you know, Airbnb, single family, you know, whatever it may be, I'm going to be checking that ductwork. I might even hire someone, spend a couple, $200 to get that ductwork checked, because I'd rather spend $200 and have peace of mind than not spend it and have to come out $3,000 to $7,000 on replacing a crushed ductwork. That is, it's just crazy. And I don't really get upset, right? I don't get upset. Some things are frustrating, yes, but if we are in this space for the long haul, we have to understand that this, insert bad word, this poop is, it's gonna happen. It's not a matter of, you know, avoiding it. It's a matter of how to handle it when it does. Because every job I've been on, there's been some surprise, there's been something where, you know, I didn't account for, or the team didn't account for. And that's okay, because we can't know everything. But don't make the same mistake twice. Don't make the same mistake twice and everything's gonna be okay. If there's something that you learn from it, make sure you actually learn. Don't just talk about it. Don't just tell someone else about it. No, document it. Figure out a way to avoid it for every job in the future. And that's how you're gonna grow, right? This is my first flip that I've done since 2021. So I'm a little bit rusty. And even though I'm rusty, I still understand how the numbers work and I still understand what needs to be done. And you can't do a rental and the flip. They're just not the same. However, I have to learn from this, because if I want to grow and build a business out of this, if I want to grow and build capital partners with me, if I want people to trust me, or maybe even start developing properties, developing multifamilies, developing custom homes, whatever it may be, people can see my progress from now until then. They can also see how I do the flip, the before and afters, and how I also budget. And whenever I go to an investor, say, hey, I have this property that if I put in this much, you put in that much, we can make this, you know, X amount of return. this is my plan. And I could also put in that plan based off my experience in, you know, on property one, property two, property three. These are things that I have to look for. This is the price per square footage. These are the items that I usually use that works. And that's how a process is built, right? It's not built, Rome wasn't built in one day. So don't you go thinking that you're just going to build some successful business. Don't go thinking you're just going to be so successful, so right, that very first flip. And who knows, you might have a great flip for your first one. It might be the perfect one. I know someone who made a profit of 250 grand off of one of their, after one of their new multifamily flips. And that can happen to you, but you can't expect it every single time. You can't expect it every time because bad things will happen. And I don't want to be a Debbie Downer here, but the reality is, it's not about what happens, it's about how you handle it. And if you handle it accordingly, then you're going to be okay. If you handle your emotions accordingly, because real estate is emotional. Blood, sweat, and tears is a real thing that happens in real estate because there's a lot of money involved. There's money involved. It's your precious baby. And, you know, you just want the best for it. But sometimes hard decisions need to be made. And you just have to make sure with your decision, it doesn't compromise you making money. And the number one rule in real estate when you're doing deals is don't lose money. So figure out a way to sell a great product without losing money, where there's a great return for you if you're doing it alone, or you and your investors if you have somebody else. So with this podcast, the main thing I want you to learn is learn. Learn how to learn. Learn how to learn from your mistakes. Learn how to document your mistakes and figure out a way to avoid it in the future. And learn how to make a process for the next time to avoid the mistake and to be proactive so you are always prepared and staying ready. Until next time, my friends. See ya.
Thanks for tuning in to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. If you enjoyed this podcast today, please give me a like and subscribe and tune in next week so you can hear another one. If you ever want to reach out to me, I'd love to talk to you about real estate. If you're ever interested in any of the deals that I have, I'm based here in Central Florida, reach out. My information is below. Hope to see you next week. Stay ready, my friend.